Russia attacks Ukraine ahead of second day of peace talks in UAE. By Breitbart London on January 24, 2026. Kyiv, Ukraine, AP, Russian attacks on Ukraine killed at least one person and wounded 31 overnight into Saturday as negotiators from Ukraine. Russia and the United States were to meet in the United Arab Emirates for a second day of talks to end Russia's nearly four-year full-scale invasion. One person was killed and four were wounded in Russian drone attacks on the Ukrainian capital, Kyiv, according to Kyiv City Military Administration head Timur Kachenko. In Ukraine's second-largest city, Kharkiv, drone attacks wounded 27 people. Kharkiv regional head Oleh Sinyahubov said Saturday. The attacks came as envoys were expected to meet in Abu Dhabi, the UAE capital, for a second day of talks on Saturday. The talks are the first known instance that officials from the Trump administration have sat down with both countries as part of Washington's push for progress to end Moscow's nearly four-year-old invasion. The UAE's foreign ministry said the talks are part of efforts to promote dialogue and identify political solutions to the crisis. The White House described Friday's first day as productive. Following the latest attacks, Ukrainian Foreign Minister Andriy Syva slammed Russian President Vladimir Putin over the onslaught. Cynically, Putin ordered a brutal massive missile strike against Ukraine right while delegations are meeting in Abu Dhabi to advance the America-led peace process. Syva wrote on X's missiles hit not only our people, but also the negotiation table. There has been a flurry of diplomatic activity in recent days. From Switzerland to the Kremlin, even though serious obstacles remain between both sides. While Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said in Davos, Switzerland, on Thursday that a potential peace deal was nearly ready. Certain sensitive sticking points, most notably those related to territorial issues, remain unresolved. Just hours before the three-way talks began, Putin discussed a Ukraine settlement with U.S. President Donald Trump's envoys Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner during marathon overnight talks. The Kremlin insists that to reach a peace deal, Kyiv must withdraw its troops from the areas in the east that Russia illegally annexed but has not fully captured. Follow Kurt Sindulka on X, follow @KurtSindulka or email to ksindulka@breitbart.com.